This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, May 3rd. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Exclusive reporting from the Wall Street Journal finds that the precise movements of millions of users of the gay dating app Grindr were collected from a digital advertising network and made available for sale. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The company says it cut off the flow of location data to any ad network 2 years ago, but sources say some historical data may still be available. So, how might users be affected by this? And what does it tell us about the risks of how many apps share users' data? Our reporter Byron Tao joins us to discuss after these headlines. In a win for Amazon, workers at a warehouse in Staten Island have voted against unionization. The National Labor Relations Board says 62% of workers who cast valid ballots from the facility voted not to form a union. The vote comes just weeks after a separate Amazon warehouse in New York voted to establish the first U.S. union inside the e-commerce giant. Labor organizers had been hoping to capitalize off that win. An Amazon spokeswoman says the company is glad employees' voices were heard. A lawyer who has represented Amazon Labor Union says the union is considering whether to file objections against Amazon related to the vote and that organizing efforts will continue. Antitrust authorities in the European Union are charging Apple with abusing its dominant position in the mobile payment space. The European Commission, the bloc's executive arm, says it takes issue with Apple's decision to favor Apple Pay and prevent developers of other mobile wallets from accessing needed hardware and software on Apple devices. If found guilty of abusing its dominance, Apple could be subject to a fine of up to 30% of what it makes from its mobile wallet and related services. The company says its payment system is one of many options available to European consumers and that it's ensured equal access to the underlying technology. And thousands of food delivery drivers in Dubai returned to their jobs early Monday after participating in a work stoppage over the weekend. The action crippled UK-based Deliveroo's service during a particularly busy period at the end of Ramadan. Drivers were protesting low pay and poor working conditions after Deliveroo decided to cut what it pays drivers in Dubai for each delivery and extend the length of their shifts. The protests were ended early after Deliveroo said it would restore the previous pay rate and working hours. All right, coming up, some apps work better if you share your location. But when those apps sell that data, what risks does it create for users? We'll discuss after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Last year, a Catholic publication called The Pillar said it obtained commercially available data that allowed it to track Grindr usage by individuals. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops said one of its senior officials resigned after being approached about their findings. Grindr said at the time Pillar was publishing these articles that it didn't believe the app was the source of the data, but acknowledged it was theoretically possible that an advertising partner might have collected it. People familiar with the matter tell the Wall Street Journal that for years, the app did make users' precise locations available on advertising networks where at least one company collected and resold the data. Grindr says it cut off the flow of location data 2 years ago. But what types of personal and security risks did the sale of that information create? And is this a problem for other apps as well? Joining us now to discuss this is our reporter, Byron Tao. Hey, Byron. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Byron, last year there was this high-profile story about a Grindr user being outed because of commercially available data, like what I've just described. So we've known for at least a year that this kind of information has been available. What's new about your reporting?
So when that story came out, I got very curious about the exact ways in which this kind of data was collected and the ways in which this data was sold. And what we found is that Grindr shares its data with something called an advertising network. That's how the little display ads on your phone get content and target you with ads. And in doing so, Grindr exposes its users' location to hundreds of different advertising companies. At least one of those companies that was part of this advertising network was making this data available for sale.
What data specifically was being collected and sold?
So advertising companies like to describe this kind of data as anonymized or de-identified, meaning it doesn't contain personal information like names or phone numbers or email addresses. But that doesn't mean that data isn't very revealing. For example, the people that worked with this Grindr data described that you could do things like infer specific romantic encounters between users based on their device's proximity to one another. The fact is that even when data is stripped of things like names or phone numbers, it can still be quite revealing of our patterns and our habits and our routines, and those things can actually be traced back to us as individuals.
I mean, I think most of us know that if we sign up for an app, they're often gathering information on us. I mean, that's often what makes them free for users. You know, this is how the companies make money. Was there anything different specifically about the information that Grindr was gathering and then sharing with the ad networks?
It's true that lots of apps collect data and save and sometimes resell their users' data. But what was happening in this case was that Grindr was actually simply sharing its data with an ad network, and some other partner on that ad network was saving the data, perhaps even unknown to Grindr. In addition, this particular broker, a broker called Uber Media at the time, and it's gone through a couple of name changes, was actually including the names of the apps that the data was sourced from, according to people that saw some of this data. This is actually highly unusual in the advertising market. Most of the time, brokers will strip the name of the app that the data came from. It offers a little bit more privacy protection for the user, and it also is something of a trade secret sometimes as to where they get their data from. In this case, what Uber Media was making available to its clients was data that showed where the piece of information came from, which app the data was sourced from. In addition, dating apps like Grindr, and this problem is by no means confined to Grindr, but dating apps like Grindr actually encourage people to share their location and use it often. That's a built-in feature of the app. So these kind of apps in general generate a lot more data than other kinds of apps, say weather apps or games in some cases. Uber Media is now owned by a Singapore-based company called Near. Through a spokesman, Near said that all companies that are on these advertising exchanges had access to this kind of data. They also disputed that it could be used to identify specific individuals without additional data points.
What has Grindr said about the availability of this information?
So Grindr says it's made some major changes to the way it shares data over the last 2 years. It says it's significantly cut back the number of advertising partners it has in order to reduce the risk that something like this could happen again. In addition, it says it no longer passes GPS location of its users to any of these ad networks. That means that according to Grindr, this kind of data collection is not possible today.
Is there any reason to believe that the information Grindr was sharing with ad networks created any more of a risk, though? I mean, you mentioned location, but is there anything else?
Sure. Grindr's user base in particular is LGBTQ Americans. It's the largest gay dating site or dating service that exists online, and that's a particularly vulnerable population. In many countries, being gay is still a crime. Grindr is aware of the risks of sharing data about its user base on these ad networks. For example, it doesn't share user data in countries where being gay is a crime, meaning that it sort of knows that this kind of data could, in theory, pose some privacy risk to its user base. And even in other countries where it's not a crime, it could pose a blackmail risk. And that's why national security officials have focused in particular on Grindr. A couple of years ago, the U.S. government forced Grindr's then owner, which was a Chinese company, to divest from the app precisely over many of these concerns, that the kind of data the app has could be of concern for blackmail or for other national security risks.
Let's zoom out a bit. This isn't just about how much information Grindr shared. It's also about what the ad networks make available to their client companies who want to place ads. Are there any safeguards at that level?
In general, this is a pretty unregulated industry. There aren't, at least in the United States, privacy laws that cover the kind of information that we all expose every time we download an app or load a website. And much of that information can be used in ways that we don't necessarily realize at the time. There's a multi-billion dollar industry built around understanding where people go. And in the case of Grindr and all sorts of other apps that collect this data, it can actually have some consequences to people if this data gets in the wrong hands or is used in certain ways. And that's something that everyone needs to understand when they download an app or sign up for an online service.
You mentioned national security officials being concerned about Grindr's information and making its Chinese parent company divest its interest in the company. Are authorities concerned about how this data could be used more broadly, you know, going beyond just Grindr?
Yes. In general, there's a lot more awareness than there was even a couple of years ago of just how much data all of our phones give off. We've seen all manner of data being used for purposes for which it was not intended. Most recently, in the invasion of Ukraine, we saw certain Google Maps features providing interesting information about Russian troop movements. So in general, there's a growing awareness in the last few years that data that's created for one purpose often has a second or third life in a way that was not originally contemplated.
Certainly, it makes us all need to be a little more aware of what happens with our personal data. All right, that was our reporter, Byron Tao. Thanks so much for explaining this to us, Byron.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.